You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Tuesday, and it is a great day for me. And so I'm glad that you have joined us here on the Refresh radio program on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We're going to spend the next half hour with you here talking about the Word of God and how we can pray for one another. And so yesterday we were talking about praying for believers to walk in recognition of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Not just that they would be saved, but they would walk under His Lordship and under His leadership. And so let me just say this before we get into today's stuff too much. And that is this: parents, pray for your children that they will walk, and your grandchildren, under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, even if His leading in their life leads them in directions that you don't necessarily find comfortable. I can't tell you how many people that are believers, and they live their life with a heavy hand on their family. Ministers, you know, that's like, okay, this is the way the family is going to respond to me. Even if their children are adults with kids of their own, they're still, you know, coming down and saying, you're going to do what I tell you to do. And that's the end of it. And man, as a parent, I can tell you the best place for my kids is not necessarily where I'm the happiest with it, but the best place for my adult children and their kids and their spouse is for them to be exactly where God wants them at the time God wants them there for the purpose which He created for them to do. That's the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So, I can't tell you how many times, because we got three children, and they're all serving in different areas of Florida, serving the Lord, and we are thankful. Even though it is inconvenient for us at times, we recognize the Lordship of Jesus Christ is the best place that they could be. I want to say thank you to the folks of JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They've done a number of projects for us at Merritt Assembly of God. They've done projects for me at my house. You will find that their prices are competitive, that their expertise is exceptional, that they have experience, so they're not like what I say many times. The difference between a good idea and a great idea is I get to the end of the project and say, oh, I should have done it this way instead of that way. That's a good idea. That means that if you ever have to do it again the next time, you'll know to do it with a great idea, and that is the exact same idea before you start the project. They've got the decades of experience, so they already know what they're doing. They know how it should be done, and they have a great work ethic in site preparation, installation of the concrete, the finishing of the concrete, the cleanup of the project, decades of expertise, experience, and work ethic, and I'll tell you, they bring energy too. So they'll bring their best to your project to get it done and get out of the way. 321-536-5804. And we want to say happy birthday to Greg at Just Concrete. His birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday to you, Greg. So today we're going to return to Ephesians chapter 1. I will not read as much as what I did on yesterday's program. I'll read down to verse number, I'll read down through verse number 17. So first, or Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So what I want to share with you here today is that when we pray, we should pray for divine resources. Because God's supernatural is superior to man's natural. We tend to limit things upon what we know and see. And so there was a friend of mine, and he pastored here in Central Florida, not in Brevard County, but he pastored in Central Florida, and he came into a situation that was not everything it had been. It was in desperate need of some TLC. And this guy came in and operated with a spirit of wisdom that it would have not entered my mind. And it was like he literally set that church up for success for decades, if they continue to operate in wisdom. And so I looked at that situation and I said, God provided that man for the being the pastor of that church. That was a supernatural provision of God's resources. And so as you and I pray, we need to pray that God strengthens us, yes. But when we run out of our strength, God is still able to strengthen us. His grace is made perfect in weakness. And so when I have run out of my natural strength, God's omnipotence still has the ability to provide me with the strength. One of my favorite stories is when Elijah tells Ahab to get down off of the mountain, and he has the best horses, the fastest horses in the land, and Elijah sticks around and prays for the miracle. And then when he sees the cloud forming, he tucks in his cloak and he starts running, and he gets to the city before Ahab. It wasn't that Elijah was a world-class runner. It was that Elijah was provided with supernatural speed, if you will, lung capacity and muscle. And you know, God could have just, you know, picked him up and placed him down there, but he didn't. He had Elijah run. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Another one is when Philip is ministering to the Ethiopian eunuch in the desert, and the eunuch is riding in his chariot and through the desert, and Philip starts running, and you know, I've got this, you know, vivid imagination, and when you read the story, they're having a conversation. Philip ran up and, you know, started running alongside the chariot, and finally, after they have a brief conversation, then the Ethiopian says, "Hey, stop the chariot. Let's let this guy up." And then they have a spiritual conversation. The guy puts his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, gets baptized, and then Philip was ushered away. And so there's a supernatural physical ability that God can provide for us. So here in verse number 17, it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you. And so thank God that salvation, forgiveness of our sins, is not a natural resource. It's a supernatural resource. We live too much of our life operating under the normal of this world. When, as believers, I believe that we should aspire to live what is the supernatural norm, what is the heavenly norm, where we see that God is on the throne and God is not just sitting there as a figurehead, but instead he is functioning in a dynamic, powerful manner from the throne room of heaven. And so when there needs to be sun, God provides the sun, you know, when the sunshine, when there needs to be rain, he provides for the rain. And he can do that. There have been times when Moses would say, look, if these people die in the normal manner of men, then God hasn't spoken through me. And there were some people that had risen up in opposition. And all of a sudden, the ground opened up and Korah and his followers fell into where the ground opened up, and they didn't die a natural death. It was supernatural. So Paul writes to these young believers in Ephesus, and he says, and I'm praying for you that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you. So a lot of times we tend to think, and salvation is a gift. So we're very, very thankful for that gift of salvation. I do not work to earn my salvation, but because of the gift of salvation, I live differently than I did before. I don't abuse the grace of God. Don't take it for granted. I recognize that I have been given a gift, and I want to honor God with that gift. So you've been given the gift of salvation. If you're asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, he gives you supernatural gifts. A lot of people think that the supernatural ended in the New Testament era, but I can tell you that I've experienced the supernatural, where my mind was saying one thing and the supernatural provision of God said, I need to show you what I'm capable of. And God just poured out his mighty hand. Back in the early 2000s, I don't remember exactly when it was, we had a speaker that came to the church, and he operated in a prophetic manner. And I had a staff person that was working for me, and the staff person took the recording of that service and wrote down all of the things that had been prophesied over different people that night. And by the way, I will tell you this, we hadn't gone out looking for 1-800 call a prophet. That wasn't what we were there for. We invited this guy to come, and all of a sudden the gift of prophecy was in operation during that night service. And he prophesied some things over our church. And I still remember the prophecy, because it was an unusually worded prophecy. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I never forgot that. And after that happened, that prophecy, as unusually worded as it was, came to pass. And I still have the notebook. In fact, earlier this year, the staff person that wrote those things out said, I carry this with me everywhere that I go. And Pastor, even since I left, there's been some ups and downs in my spiritual journey, but this word has been a prevailing force in my life. Sometimes you will have a supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit that it operates in your life. That's not to be run from. That is something to be thankful for. And so the kingdom of God, the church, is not just an organization. It's a supernatural organization. It's an organism. It's not confined to the four walls of the church. You see, the church is not a building. The church is the body of Christ. It's the people inside the building. The building is just a tool. Now, it can be a holy place. It can be a place designated for the worship of God, for the presence of God to come. And I believe in that we should be more appreciative of the gift of the church that has been provided to us. A lot of believers deny themselves the privilege of gathering together with other members of the household of faith, and they shouldn't be doing that. They should recognize what a gift from God the body of Christ is. I've said since 1990, I remember the first time I said this. It was 1990. It was in Brevard County, Florida, and I said, I don't understand how people can live without being actively involved in a local church. I was a minister, but in 1990, the gift of the church became an understandable reality to me. So our mission statement at Merit Assembly of God is to be a blessing, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, and to be a blessing to the community, to be a blessing spiritually, relationally, however we can be a blessing. That's what we try to do. And so there are several people there. Well, let me say it this way. There are dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of people who have benefited unwittingly from Merit Assembly of God just because we don't operate from the same paradigm that the world operates by. We operate by a principle of being a blessing. And God says, I will bless you and make you a blessing. And then when he makes us a blessing, he's going to bless us even more to make us even more of a blessing. And to the point that some people have said, how do you do? My daughter heard this statement where there were two people talking about our church, and one person said, how do they do everything that they do there? And the other person said, no one knows. No one has any idea. Well, I can tell you, we operate from a position of supernatural provision from God. So if you are praying for someone, don't restrict them to natural resources. In fact, I have this mindset that no believer is on a fixed income, or God does not want people that are under his sovereignty to be operating on a fixed income. I believe that God can cause blessings to come in abundance in your life. And so sometimes those blessings may be in finances. Sometimes the blessing of supernatural provision is the right person at the right time for the right purpose. Sometimes it's going to be that God is going to provide his presence in a supernatural manner. Sometimes he's going to give you an idea. So I was talking with someone. Actually, I wasn't in on the conversation. I just happened to hear the conversation between two people, and they were discussing something, and the person said this: I'm going to make this a matter of prayer because I don't have any idea right now, but I'm going to ask God to give me a solution to this problem. And then they said this: he always does. He always does. They didn't say, oh, I'll figure this out. No, God's the one who has a solution to this, and I'm going to pray. And when I pray, I'm going to put it in his hands, and then I'm going to listen for his supernatural response. When I came to Merit Assembly of God, I think I had been there probably about 6 weeks. Somewhere, it wasn't much more than that. And I remember locking the sanctuary up, and this is the prayer that I prayed: God, I have no idea what to do. I said, I feel like I've been thrust into the cockpit of an airplane that's in a nosedive, and I don't have any idea how to pull this out of this nosedive. And he said, I do. And he gave me a strategy. Wasn't the strategy that I wanted to hear, but it was the strategy that he had. And here I am. That was 32 years ago. And I'm just as dependent upon him now for the strategy for 2025 as I was back in 1992. God, what's your strategy? I need you to give me the resources that you have. There's a story I read that someone had written. It is not an actual conversation, but it was a person who got to heaven, and when I first heard this story, it was about a pastor. And gets to heaven, and you know, everything is fine, and getting the tour of heaven, which is not going to take place, by the way. You and I, we will know him and be known by him. And as he's, you know, journeying through heaven, he sees this room with all of this stuff in it, and there's an organ. You know, this tells you how old this story is, because organs are not found too often in churches anymore. There were organs, and there were church pews, and it was a supply room that was overflowing. And this person was intrigued by the room and said, God, what's in that room? He said, oh, those are all of the things that I wanted to provide you for your ministry, but you never asked. You just continued to function from natural resources instead of what I wanted to supernaturally provide for you. And so I don't want to do that. At Merit Assembly of God, we're very big on partnering with God in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. Missions is God's heart, and we want to be part of that. Now, Merit Assembly of God wants to see Brevard County as part of that mission as well, and so our missions giving is local, it's national, and it's international. There's all sorts of different things that take place in that target, but whenever we hit a ceiling, we've always said, I wonder what would happen if we sowed more, S-O-W-E-D. And everything that has happened in the 32 years that I've been there, when we started increasing giving as a church, we started seeing increased income in the church. And so I pray that we will pray for one another, that we will function from spiritual supernatural provision, whether it's the gifts of the Holy Spirit, supernatural words from God, the gift of salvation, that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that our churches would experience not just physical resources from heaven, but spiritual as well, that we will experience intellectual gifts from heaven, that we will see people as supernatural gifts from God into our life, and that we will see tangible provision. And so I was going through some pictures the other day. I saw a picture of the pastor who was pastoring when I gave my life to Jesus. He was a huge gift from God. And I remembered a story that he talked about when he was serving as a Marine in World War II. He was on this ship. They were caught in this terrible storm, and how he managed to avoid getting swept overboard in the midst of the storm was he found himself and he anchored himself to the strength of the ship. I am so thankful that God provides for us the supernatural strength that is available to us through his omnipotence. No matter what you are facing today, whether it's financial, spiritual, or physical, I'm praying for you that God will provide supernatural resources that will bring glory and honor to him and victory to you. You have a great day. I'm going to. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.